Christ to the nations and this devotion to your day. Here's Pastor Ken Klaus.
A text for our devotion from the 23rd chapter of Luke. The other rebuked him, saying, "Do you not fear God, since you are under the same sentence of condemnation? And we indeed justly, for we are receiving the due reward of our deeds, but this man has done nothing wrong." And he said, "Jesus, remember me when you come into your kingdom." And he said to him, "Truly I say to you, today you will be with me in paradise." While it is public knowledge that Russian President Vladimir Putin has been known to have and enjoy an occasional glass of vodka, nobody has reported on how he feels about a good taco. Somebody ought to find out. You see, if President Putin is ever in the state of New York, and if Mr. Putin finds himself overcome by an overwhelming need to have a beef or chicken taco, I pray his advisors will steer him away from making a quick dash into one of the eateries which are part of the Buffalo-based Mighty Taco restaurant chain. I say that because Vladimir Putin is not going to get served if he runs into Mighty Taco. At Mighty Taco, the Russian president is persona non grata. The reason? After Russia annexed the Ukraine's Crimea region, the leadership of Mighty Taco felt someone should take a stand. To that end, they came out with a press release which said, "Mr. Putin, you may be ordering around the Crimea, but you won't be ordering a super Mighty Taco around here anytime soon." Now, there are some who have suggested Mighty Taco's press release was an attempt to garner some free publicity. If true, the strategy worked. Most of the major news agencies carried the story. In reply, a spokesman for Mighty Taco says, "Somebody had to do something in protest." Believing somebody had to do something, and knowing he was the only person who could do anything to save us, Jesus offered up himself as the supreme sacrifice to rescue, redeem, and restore humanity. His life was offered up so we might be forgiven and be saved. But "somebody had to do something" is also applicable for all of us who have been brought to faith in the Redeemer. Look at the verses above. The thief on the cross was not able to do much, but he still did something. In three short sentences, he made a confession of his sins, he offered up a statement of faith, and concluded with a prayer to his Savior. He couldn't do much, but that didn't stop him from doing something. So, too, we ought to do what we can to stand up against evil and promote the Christ. We may not be able to change the world, but we can let everyone know whose side we are on. We pray. Dear Lord, I give thanks that you have done all which was necessary to save me. Now may I, whenever possible, do what I can to glorify your name and stand up against the evil that is so rampant in the world. In your name I ask it. Amen.